This is Steve Sherlock with another new series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. This is number 39-7. Dash 7 referring to part 7 of the Town Hall Forum conducted by Governor Deval Patrick at the Franklin Senior Center on Sunday, May 17th. This particular segment continues the Q&A session with comment from Jeff proposing for 5 transportation agencies to reduce costs and to improve the interconnection capabilities and thereby improve service. A comment from Max about indexing Prop 2.5 for inflation, and also to repeal the requirement for against the progressive income tax clause. A couple of other comments that did not get identified. One was in regards to updating the Chapter 70 formula, and another one with some information around the lack of extension of a particular rail line and ultimately some communities' desire to remain isolated and hindering the progress of the rest of the region. Town Council Chairperson Chris Feely also chimed in to clarify Max's comment that Franklin, if it doesn't meet the net school spending level as determined by the state, would indeed be forced to fund the schools from the municipal side of the budget or stand to lose their Chapter 70 funds. So, here we go.
So you were 5, right?
I was.
6.
Thank you, Governor. My name is Jeff West. I'm a transportation analyst and a member of the Medway Democratic Town Committee. As far as transportation, I just have 2 recommendations. It would bring in more revenue and reduce the operating costs. Reduce your 15 transit authorities in the state initially to 5.
The RT?
Yes. The T, Northern Mass 2, Southern Mass 3, Central Mass 4, Western Mass 5. By doing that, the 2 things you'll accomplish, you'll be in a position to dramatically improve your bus service to make it more practical, more efficient, and more user-friendly. By interconnect, whereas right now it's pretty well isolated, and we'd be able to provide service to which there's no way of getting to Worcester or Boston on the commuter rail if you don't have a chauffeur most of the time for most of the train stations. For example, Natick, Framingham, Wellesley, etc., etc. There's no parking, so you can't really use the train to go to Boston, Worcester, if you're not there early enough in the morning. And the rest of the day, we're losing tons of revenue because people, unless they have someone to drive them and pick them up, they can't utilize the service. So by doing those things, improving the service, consolidating the 5 transit districts, we're going to bring in a lot more revenue, and we're going to lower that. Yes, we're going to lower the operating cost, and we're going to provide much more a product for the public out there via mass transit than we are today. We're going to be able to do that. Well, the 2 are consolidate into 5 and make that will give you the ability to make the service improvements to tweak the bus routes and schedules. Thank you.
Good, thank you.
Any
seconds?
Thank you. I'm Max Marangello. I'm a resident of Franklin and also a student at Franklin State College. I would like to say, forgive me.
Take your time.
One of the things we were talking about is property tax relief. And I think the big thing that, the impact that we're feeling after the recession is just the straw that broke the camel's back. And the real problem has been Proposition 2.5. And I think, what's bad about that is the rate for the cost of running the school system at the town is inflation has gone up faster than 2.5%. And I think that would be great if that could be amended to be adjusted for inflation or replaced with, I think we were talking about before having this number revenue stream versus the town. So what I'd be concerned about is it's really getting bad because Valley mentioned that, Representative Valley mentioned that limit, and within the next couple of years, Franklin is actually below that limit, and the town's going to be forced to fork over money to the school system. That's going to devastate municipal services. And I, to be worried whether the state, that would give you state leverage.
No, actually, I mean, you're saying that the town is going to have to use property tax revenue to support the schools?
You know, they have to take stuff from fire, police, and library, and give it to the schools. Below, right now, it's like 22% below the, I guess, the average of the state. I guess I would support, like, you know, how they separate income tax that goes to cities and towns, and adjusting it for inflation, and then each person. I'd be worried that the state would, you know, take that money for something else. So, I'm sorry, I'm not paying
for it. No, you're making sense. This is a point. I mean, one point that was it Alice? Alice was making earlier about dedicated revenue and things that you've heard. Am I following?
I'd also like to add that there's a clause in the state constitution that prevents progressive taxation, the income tax. And I think that should be repealed because I think people would be more apt to having the income tax rate if it was more progressive. The people at the top would be, so the people on the bottom would be less affected.
You're nodding your head.
Yeah, I agree.
How many people agree with that? How many people think that's a terrible idea? Do you think it's a bad idea? Why?
Well, as a full member of the finance committee, what was it also with Ellis and with Hollis, who was serving prior to Proposition 2.5, and also had very after Proposition 2.5, which was passed in 1980. The main reason for the 2.5 implementation in the first place was that the communities out here, like I can only speak about this, Mills, Medway, Hollis, wanted justification from each department, from every town. You would say, this is what this money is for.
Right.
This is what we need the raise for. Now, there's three different areas people say. The school department has line-up autonomy. People can only vote on a bottom issue. So a budget's given, nothing mandates is necessary to give the kids exactly what the town is voting for.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be modified from one modified proposition to have. You have communities like Dover, Sherman, Lincoln, Sudbury, that are three of the highest per capita income towns in this Commonwealth. We pay half of the operational costs as a state. You pay half the operational costs of the high schools. Why? That formula was fixed in the 1950s. Should be modified on per capita income per household, or as it was in the 50s, size of the community.
That's you're getting at the, and that's your turn, but you're getting at the updating of the Chapter 70 formula.
Yes. Right.
And a little of that has happened in fairness, but it's still overweighted on property value rather than household income.
Well, Governor, you also have, as far as local aid is concerned, for the communities here. We had, I still remember in Melissa when I was growing up in there, we used to have, believe it or not, a railroad line built it through Melissa and tied it to the east. We also had buses that went down 109. Because off the top of our local aid, it's the cut for the MBTN before it comes to us. We now get no service for the MBTA assessment that's hit to each one of our communities. But what was it? We get the hurt when we have the local aid funds and we can't get to the schools. So it's either one thing that has to be done, either that local aid has to be looked into an MPA assessment to be fair, that we get the service for our tax dollars. Or we have to get the money back in local aid in total so we can give it to our needed areas.
What I wanted to speak about is this gentleman here, when he's referring to funds being transferred from police, fire, municipalities, what he's referring to is if a town gets into a situation where they're not meeting school net spending, net level spending, then the community would have to transfer funds. He's referring to the municipal side, while there'd be a risk of losing your Chapter 70 funding. Is that what you're referring to?
That doesn't make any sense. You need the funding. Yeah.
Correct. But that's what it is.
Yeah.
Answer this question about transportation. The Needham commuter rail line is way better utilized right now. Okay, in 1989, the MBTA wanted to extend that out to the Millis Medway line between Dover and Medfield, which would have been great. But Dover and Medfield opposed the project. That's why it wasn't completed, and the funds were utilized in other communities that wanted commuter rail. The same problem exists today for the second commuter line to Worcester, that the existing Fitchburg division is operational between North Station. Could easily be reopened, and we'd have a second rail line in the Worcester to not only service Worcester, but that line would come from Marlboro and into Waltham, which has need service, and into North Station. So there's another example, Western Wayland Sudbury rejecting commuter rail since 1968. They did not want it, and they do not want it today. And this has been a problem. Like you said, certain communities want to stay isolated. And into the progress of the rest of the region.
This podcast has been a public service provided to my fellow citizens of Franklin, Mass. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The musical intro and closing is from the PodSafe Music Network, featuring John Schmidt, powerful, exhilarating piano music. I hope you enjoy.